Welcome to this weekend numbers edition of the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. The total run in the Nooshigak cracked 4 million today. It's Saturday, June 28th. I'm your host, Alex Hager.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Let's kick off the numbers on this Saturday afternoon. The daily run summary from yesterday is in. On the west side, the day's catch in the Nooshigak was 560,000, pushing the cumulative up to 3.37 million. Escapement in the Noosh was 57,000 combined, with 39,000 in the Wood River, 16,000 in the Nooshigak River, and 2,200 in the Agushik. Total escapement so far in the district is 732,200. The Togiak caught 1,500 fish, and the cumulative there is 21,100. From the counting tower on the Wood River, 38,900 yesterday for a cumulative of 507,000, and 202,000 made it past the Agushik for a cumulative of 12,300. The Nooshigak River sonar recorded 16,000 sockeye yesterday, which brings the cumulative up to 212,200. On the east side, the Naknek-Quijek district had a catch of 72,000 yesterday, making the cumulative there 410,000. The day's escapement was 42,954 for a cumulative of 266,600. Breaking yesterday's escapement down by river, 41,100 made it up the Naknek, 1,000 up the Quijek, and 750 up the Alagnak. The district's in-river estimate is 5,000. In the Igigik district, yesterday's catch was 322,000 as part of a season cumulative of 1.58 million. Escapement there was 22,000 with a cumulative escapement of 380,600. The Igigik in-river estimate is 30,000. Finally, in the Ugashik, there was a daily catch of 26,000 yesterday, bringing the cumulative up to 43,612. Escapement was 930, pushing the cumulative escapement total to just over 1,000. The Ugashik in-river estimate is 5,000. Stay tuned to KDLG at the top of every hour for the latest announcements from the ADF&G. Turning now to vessel registration numbers, we're still seeing some increases across most districts. In the Nooshigak, there are 831 vessels as of 9 a.m. today, and there will be 835 at the same time Monday morning. The district will gain permits. The district will gain three vessels, going from 634 to 637, and a single D-boat, going from 197 to 198. Also on the west side, the Togiak stays the same all weekend, with 33 permits and 33 vessels. Still no D-boats over there. As far as the east side is concerned, Igigik is seeing the biggest changes in registration. The district had 433 permits this morning, which will increase to 459 by the start of next week. And the number of vessels there will go up from 337 to 352. The number of D-boats in that district will go from 96 to 107 in the next 48 hours. Some small bumps in the Naknek-Quijek. The permit count there goes up from 333 to 336 by Monday morning. The number of vessels in the district goes from 282 to 284. It also added a D-boat going from 51 to 52. Finally, for registration, the Ugashik seeing some increases as well. 36 permits will climb to 45 for Monday morning. The number of vessels will go from 30 to 37, and a couple of D-boats will join, going from 6 D-boats to 8. We've been keeping an eye on the situation over at the Chignik Weir. The latest numbers from there are in. Yesterday, they got 11,400 reds, bringing the season cumulative to 160,000. Going over to Area M now. The South Peninsula is up to 646,800 sockeye so far this season, and 8.8 million cumulative pinks. On the North Peninsula, Area M has a total sockeye harvest of 320,500. And to round out the numbers now, let's take a look at the latest from Port Moeller with yesterday's catch update. Station 2 caught 0 fish in the 4.5-inch mesh and just 2 in the 5 1/8-inch mesh for a catch index of 5. Station 4 caught 1 in the 4.5 and got 1 in the 5 1/8, making the catch index 5. Station 6 had 17 in the 4.5 and 4 in the 5 1/8 for a catch index of 45. Station 8 got 5 in the 4.5 and 11 in the 5 1/8 for a catch index of 34. Station 10 had 22 in the 4.5 and 16 in the 5 1/8, putting the catch index at 79. Station 12 got 1 in the 4.5 and 8 in a 5 1/8, making the catch index 20. Station 14 got 2 fish in the 4.5 and 10 in the 5 1/8 for a catch index of 30. Station 16 got 8 fish in the 4.5 and 3 in the 5 1/8 for a catch index of 29. Station 18 had 9 in the 4.5 and 7 in the 5 1/8, making the catch index 38. Station 20 got 10 in the 4.5 and 2 in the 5 1/8, putting the catch index at 34. Station 22 had 10 in the 4.5 and 2 in the 5 1/8, making the catch index 34. And finally, Station 24 got 1 fish in the 4.5 and 0 in the 5 1/8, making the catch index 3. That does it for the numbers this Saturday. It might be the short weekend show, but we've still got some messages going out to the fleet. Our first one is going out to Captain Doug Morgan on the fishing vessel Miss Emma from the Oracle. Doug, watch your crew. I think they're giving away fish. They said if I could guess how many fish in the bucket, I could have both of them. Next one up is a message to the crew of the Kindred Spirit from the crew of the Lindsay. Uncle Bob says forget about the fuchsia scarf. He found a paisley one that will work for the project. Grandma would like to know if you by any chance accidentally took her special cough drops. Hope the fish are coming in strong. And that message also included an answer to yesterday's riddle. The riddle was, where do fish keep their money? The answer, of course, in the riverbank. Ha ha ha. And finally, let's close things out with a sweet one. This one goes out to Birch on Bigfoot Skiff. There's no one else in this world I would rather be fishing with. Thank you for all that you are, in every way, the most loving, kind, caring, hardworking human being I have ever known. No matter how tired, how slimy, how stinky, how cranky I might be, I am always better with you as my partner and my co-captain. Thanks for teaching me so much and for putting up with my many stubborn and hard-headed moments. I love you. Love, Mayo. If you'd like to get your message out to the fleet on this show, send it over in an email to fish@kdlg.org. We'd love to hear from you. Comments, questions, song requests, or anything else at all, just give us a call at 842-5281 or send an email to fish@kdlg.org. The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible by the generous support of our underwriters and individual contributions from you, the fishing fleet. For our fishing song today, that message from the crew of the Lindsay also had a request for something by Tom Petty. So today we'll play you out with the classic tune Mary Jane's Last Dance. I'm Alex Hager. Have a great day, good fishing, and see you back here tomorrow.
Tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. Dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again. Slowed down, you never grow old. I'm tired of screwing up, I'm tired of going down, I'm tired of myself, I'm tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my my, oh hell yes, you got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. I feel so